Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word Radio Program. This is Bob Wise. I'm with Forgotten Word Ministries, www.forgottenword.org. Welcome to the program today. And today we want to talk a little bit about, it's actually a news item that come out about another church preacher who's done something wrong. And that's just the saddest thing to have to report and to talk about. But it's just an ongoing trend of what's happening in today's churches. This church happened to be over in Singapore, and the church pastor is charged with, taking around $19 million of money from the church and using it to support his wife's singing career. She wanted to become some kind of a pop singer or something of that nature. And, this pastor's name was Kong Hee. He's 47 years old, and he's facing three charges: a criminal breach of trust relating to the misuse of funds of the City Harvest Church in Singapore, which is one of the biggest churches in Singapore with around 30,000 members. Another mega church. And the reason I bring it up is not all mega churches are wrong. Not all mega churches do wrong. But the bulk of them have lost their focus. And here's a perfect example we're going to talk about today: how the church world has lost its focus, so much so that when the preacher does something or the church goes down the wrong path, the people, the attendees, the members of that church, in this case around 30,000 people that go there, they had no idea what was going on. They went along with whatever they said. And that's a sad case, because that shows and builds up what people like myself have been trying to say. There's no discernment in the people today, the people of the church world, in Christians. They do not discern what's going on around them. They just follow their leader. And their leader happens to be man, and that's the problem. Follow Jesus, you won't have these problems. You follow man, and man only, and that's where the problem starts, and that's where the problem lies, and that's where the problem unfortunately ends, until you do something about it or you die and it's too late. And that's just tragic. Just pure and simple tragic. Here's this lady, the pastor's wife. She's in her 40s now, and she said she was hoping that international stardom would help spread the church's message, for land's sake. So I'm reading this article, right? And this article, is from the religious news on the internet and other places. But this article, I picked this particular version because it was pretty in-depth and showed a lot of more information. But one of the things it also had on it was a video where this lady's performing China Wine with Wycliffe Jean. She's proclaiming that she's wanting to help spread the church's message, and this video that she's singing in, it's absolutely disgusting. It's nothing but pure sex. Women hanging on to men with their legs around their waist, and they're acting like they're in the middle of you know what, and half the women are unclothed, or almost unclothed, I should say, very, very little on. All of them bumping and grinding and sexual connotations and things of that nature. It was absolutely disgusting. And this is supposed to be a preacher's wife who's hoping to be able to spread the church's message that her pastor preaches in. And that has to make me sit back and wonder. She's the wife of this pastor, so she ought to know, if anybody ought to know besides the pastor himself, what the message was. And if she thinks this is a message that they're supposed to be helping to spread, Lord forbid. Now, that's not any kind of message any kind of Christian organization, a preacher of the gospel ought to be spreading, which leads me right back to the same thing I've said before. The man's not a preacher of the gospel. He's not called of God to preach. If he was called of God to preach, he'd be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He took a job and became a preacher. Evidently, probably, more than likely, it's my understanding and feeling, because it was a way for him to get rich, and that's exactly what he done. It's a dirty, rotten shame. One member of that church was quoted by this reporter. It says right here, besides being asked to vote, here's what happened. Said one member was quoted as complaining, even before the name of God is glorified, the husband always praises her first and shows her videos. Isn't that sad? And there was a MTV Asia Award coming up. So they said the report also said there were suggestions that the church was being used to drum up votes for Ho, who is this woman's name, to vote for her on that upcoming Friday's MTV Asia Awards. Besides being asked to vote, a member said churchgoers were asked to buy Sun Day, which is some kind of a video or music she's got out, while another said the 13-year-old church was fast becoming a personality cult thing. Well, I guarantee you. And if that person, that's sad to say, isn't it? Somebody said that the member of that church said it's becoming a cult personality cult thing. Well, if they thought that, what are they doing there? They need to have gotten out of there and taken all their friends with them and got out of there. It's a cult, not a church. I don't call a cult a church. I call it a cult. I don't call the Ace of Clubs an Ace of Diamonds. I call it an Ace of Clubs. Jack of Diamonds is a Jack of Diamonds, not the Jack of Hearts. An automobile is an automobile, but not a bird. And if it's a cult, it's a cult. It's not anything to do with Christianity and not anything to do with the Church of Jesus Christ. Nothing. And that's where the problem lies here. These people just start following men, and they don't understand what they've gotten into. They don't care what they've gotten into, because as it so says right here, it says, like mega churches elsewhere, City Harvest, which is this church we're talking about in Singapore, has often courted criticism from both secularists, wary of Christians' influence on civic matters, and other Christians who disagree with its brand of so-called prosperity theology, which is what this church taught, a religious school of thought that teaches material blessings and health are God's will for all Christians. And we know that that's not the case. Not everybody is going to be wealthy. Not everybody is going to be a millionaire. You could fit all the millionaires in the biggest church in the United States all in a little bitty room together along with the pastor and some of his associates. And that's all there'd be out of the 30 or 40,000 that go there. The rest of them people is getting by paycheck to paycheck. But they'll get up there on the bandstand and they'll talk about, and I call it a bandstand because it's not an altar of God. It's a bandstand. Dick Clark could have hosted it and it wouldn't have been much different. It's dirty, rotten shame. And I like Dick Clark. He's a great old guy. But I'm saying it had nothing to do with Christianity. These folks, they're blasphemers. They're deceptors. They deceive people right and left week after week after week. It just makes you sick to your stomach. Makes you want to gag. And unlike Benny Hinn, I don't want to shoot him. I certainly want to pray for him and see if they can't get their lives straightened out before it's too late. So it's dirty shame that, you know, that this had to happen. It's just a dirty shame. There was a church preacher, Mitt Kong, who was the senior pastor and the president of the City Harvest Church management and the on the management's board, along with four others, including the vice president and the finance manager, who were all arrested, and they got out of bail out of jail on bail, $500,000 bail apiece. Took their passports away from them, so they supposedly can't get out of Singapore. But it's a dirty shame. Their next appearance is July 25th, coming up this coming month, next month there, shortly. It's a dirty shame that this stuff happens. It isn't supposed to happen. But here's another case where money has taken control of everything these people think about and live. Let me read what the Bible says about. It says a lot of things about money. Excuse me, and we all know that. It says a lot of things good about money, a lot of things bad about money. But it says one thing about money that everybody should keep their mind straight on. Don't get carried away with everything else you read. Read the whole of the Bible and look at it and understand this one part here especially, so you don't lose control over your thinking on what money is about. It says in 1 Timothy 6:10, we've all heard this one before, haven't we? For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. It says, but flee from these things, you man of God. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to flee from this. And pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. You hear that? That's coming up again, isn't it? Fight the good fight of faith. take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Remember when you become a Christian and you took hold of that blessed hope for that eternal life that Christ was offering to you? Remember that? That's what you're still supposed to be clinging to. Not clinging to how much money you can make and how rich you can get and how much can I leave my children sitting, taking all day long playing the stock market instead of doing things good for other people. You're not doing anything good for anybody but yourself. You're maybe going to leave, how many millions of dollars can you leave your kids while other people are starving to death and dying and going to hell? You don't feel any shame in any of that? If you're a millionaire doing that, you ought to. What else does it say in 1 Timothy 6? Excuse me. Verse 17 says, instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches. You hear that? The uncertainty of riches. Nothing in riches is going to guarantee a thing. It says, to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. Did you hear that? Store up for yourselves a treasure of a good foundation for the future. He's not talking about money. Not talking about store up for yourself a treasure of money for the future. He's talking about a treasure of your godly doing the will of God life, so that you can take hold of that which is life indeed, which is eternal life. You see how they can take that scripture and construe it around and make you think it's about store up for yourselves riches? It doesn't mean that. Not money. Not money at all. It's not talking about money. It's talking about your riches in heaven. Eternal glory with God Himself, with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Abraham, Isaac, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all these wonderful people who you read about in the scriptures who loved and believed and followed God and done His will. How many people in the Bible did you hear it say, believe in me and just walk off? No, I've talked about this before. Jesus told these people, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. See, go and sin no more. Well, if all you're doing is living for money, you're sinning. And you're sinning big time. Because that's not what life is. That's not the storage that you're supposed to have to get to heaven. That's not where you're supposed to lay up your treasures, not in how much profit you got in the bank or the stock market. You get out of bed and the first thing you want to do is turn on the CNN or something so you can see what your stocks have done from the day before. Never took 5 minutes to talk to Jesus, talk to God about what life's going on, what you can do to help them, Jesus and God, to glorify their kingdom. Nothing. It's all about check the money out first. Just amazing, ain't it? We're going to continue on with this tomorrow. God bless you. Listen, go to the website, www.forgottenword.org. Learn, click on some links, read some things, see what's happening there. If you feel a need to help us, let us know. Would you email us with your questions and thoughts? God bless you. See you in the morning.